Fusarium head blight, also known as scab or FSH, is a fungal disease of wheat and barley that can devastate both yields and quality. For more than 20 years, the U.S. Wheat and Barley Scab Initiative has been funneling research dollars to scientists to combat the disease. Tripp County farmer Brian Jorgensen sits on the steering committee for the initiative, which receives funding from USDA.
There's about $15.6 million that annually goes into a budget from the USDA, and the actual steering committee that I'm on is part of the process of steering those dollars to different universities or research facilities that work on those efforts.
The U.S. wheat and barley industry is making progress in winning the war on scab, helping scientists develop numerous new varieties with greater tolerance to the disease.
There's also techniques, management practices, all kinds of different things that have been, because of these dollars, that have been developed to help fight off or stave off the ill effects of FSH.
Jorgensen reports the SCAB initiative maintained steady funding this budget year, with the bulk of monies fueling FSH research in Kansas and North Dakota. Jorgensen hopes to pull more funding to South Dakota's program in the future.
What most people on the steering committee don't understand, I'm going to help educate them, is that South Dakota is one of the few states that has both spring wheat and winter wheat breeding programs, and combine those acres. I mean, we have a lot of acres of wheat here.
South Dakota wheat farmers also invest their own checkoff monies in scab research at South Dakota State University. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.